The Meat Locker Recording Studio, Utah. How you doing tonight?
Doing well, and speaking of the Meat Locker, it was great to see Jim out at the benefit here last week. So appreciate his support, and seen a lot of people out at the benefit from local bands and that in the area. And,
yeah.
And speaking of the local music scene, it was great to see so many people out supporting the music, and I think the bands that night opened a few eyes also to the music scene.
Boy, so. Did they ever, huh?
Yeah.
There was really cool. A lot of people gathered up front by the end of their sets.
Really cool.
Yeah. So, and it was a great response, too. A thank you to everybody who attended. This was up at the Lindor American Legion, helping to raise money to bring in the moving Vietnam Veterans Wall next year, and the American Legion Riders spearheading that effort, and the American Legion and Lindora opened their doors, and we had four bands, and it was standing room only. It was truly a remarkable night, and it certainly sounds like they were able to get off to a good start with regard to bringing that in monetarily, especially, but promotion-wise, too, I think. Boy, it was amazing to hear how many people were excited that is coming to Butler, so good stuff. And well, next up, we flip the page, and we're going to have a Spirit of Christmas parade next weekend.
Yep, going to be a fun time. It always is. You guys do a great job putting that on. It's just, you know, and that's another thing the community just comes out for in droves, and it's just fantastic.
And there's going to be a great sampling of the local music scene as well. Shady Lady Productions helping to spearhead the effort of literally driving a trailer full down Main Street for the parade.
Yeah, we got to give a shout out to Woods Custom Rod for doing that. He drives for us every year and provides the means for transporting us down the Main Street way there. So, yeah, certainly appreciate it.
Absolutely. And don't forget, that means Spirit of Christmas Parade next week. Won't be long. We're going to be playing our all-Christmas music show. We have received a couple so far, and we thank those bands for stepping forward and dropping us a line with their update. Whether it's something original that you made or if you've done a cover, doesn't matter. We want local bands doing Christmas music, and that's what it's all about.
Yep, so get them to us.
So email us at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com, or if you have a CD of it, you can drop it on off at 252 Pillow Street or Look Utah up at one of the upcoming shows, and just get it to us, because our show will be coming up before Christmas. It's the Sunday before Christmas, which will be the 18th, which is just a month away, so we don't have much time to dally around and get them. You need to get them to us as soon as possible. We're going to be visiting with the guys from Trigger Happy tonight. They've been working on an EP for a while here, and you've heard a couple of songs from it, but they're going to do a couple songs live in studio too, including two songs we've never heard before, so we're anxious to hear that. So great to have them on board. And I think we're going to go back to last week for a sample to kick off the show tonight.
Yeah, we had Matt McCall and the Off Hours Band perform at the benefit, and so and he's written a lot of patriotic songs, a lot of patriotic music, and they did a fantastic job as well. We can't thank him enough for being a part of this event. So I say we throw his song Heroes of the Sky on tonight, and that's the Off Hours Band.
Very cool. And well, Jess, one of the band members, just an incredible voice too. Yep. She's very talented. It was great to see them. Hey, speaking of greatly talented, we're going to do a cut. I talked about this last week on our show, but we're going to actually play a cut that is an international award-winning song here. We're talking about the Inspirational Music Awards were recently held. The ICM is what they're known down in Nashville. And Isaac Cole, local musician, is from the Emlenton area. He and his sister won an ICM award for Vocal Duo of the Year for their performance of a song that he actually wrote about his grandmother. They wrote this together and performed it on Isaac's latest album. So we'll do Isaac Cole with Michaela Lynn, Where He Needs Her. It's tonight here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Black cloud is rising, kill the smile when with their head. The world is a-changing, becoming a new place. For I fear the separation has arrived from its grave. For untrained patriots to take control of the day. You are the heroes of the sky. Oh, bleeding the red, the white, the stalls of the night. The sacrifices you made, the world is being saved. You are the heroes of the sky. On September morning, Bodhi flight 93, we're living a nightmare, but we're still part of the dream. With enemies among us, no help to be found. Let's pull together and we'll bring the cowards down. We steer their beliefs straight into the ground. You are the heroes of the sky. Bleeding the red, the white, the stars of the night. The sacrifices you made, the world is being saved. You are the heroes of the sky. There's a field where the song ends, where the souls dance in the wind. As a loved one stand on the road, filled with anger but praying for hope. There's a stone engraved with names of the courageous, strong and brave. May we stand at heaven's gate, give thanks and appreciate. For the heroism to the heroes of the sky.
Questions bottled up inside. Like, why'd he have to take her? And why choose now? What am I saying? It's like you lost a piece of who you are. The hole keeps getting deeper in your heart. Patience and prayer and the healing hands of time will chase away the darkness and put the light back in your eyes.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station, 97.7. Bob in Utah with you, and we are joined by the guys from Trigger Happy. This segment being brought to you by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, and of course, the Rainbow Inn, where we all want to stop by for the 24-ounce Man Can special for refreshingly good times.
Refreshingly.
Refreshingly good times. Good times.
Times.
That's right. Good to have the Trigger Happy guys back. We have at least three of the four members with us here this morning. Stephen King back. Stephen, good to see you again.
How's it going, Bob?
Good. Also, your brother Keith. Keith, how you doing?
Good morning, Bob.
It's good to see you. And Seth Dillon was in. We actually recorded two acoustic performances just moments ago, but Seth had to duck out, so we will say good morning, Seth. And shout it really loud. Maybe he'll hear us.
He got a call from his stockbroker and had to take
off. Oh, yeah.
So he took the money and run, right?
Yep.
And we want to welcome, this is our first opportunity to meet Tony Pitavino.
Yep.
And I guess, Tony, they call you Tony Spumoni, huh?
Tony Spumoni and Tony the Cable Man.
And there's more to that story that we'll get into. Tony, welcome. It's good to meet you.
Nice to see you.
Now, how long has Tony been in the band?
Tony's been with us since last, I guess it would have been November or, yeah, it was around November.
So almost a full year now. So I guess it's been a while since we've chatted, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Well, he was here with us last time.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he played.
I must have been in a recovering hangover that morning.
On keyboards, yeah. He played the keyboards for
okay,
us.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, he joined up. Our former bass player had to go out of state for a while, and he joined up just to kind of fill in for a little bit, and you know, kind of ended up things working out that he was able to keep playing for us, and you know, we've been doing shows with him for a while now. It's definitely been a lot of fun. You know, especially recently, he's been getting involved in the creative process, and
that's cool.
We really, you know, after putting out this last CD, you know, and recording it back in March, we really wanted to keep that ball rolling and get right back into the studio and do something again, and definitely with writing and everything. After I know, you know, after I write a couple songs and we start playing them out for a while, I start kind of getting some pressure on myself, like, hey, I need to go out there and create some new material because I'm tired of playing this stuff, and you know, just, I don't know, just to keep it fresh and yeah, and to yeah, get better. The only way you know, one thing was kind of cool was Tony and I were watching this documentary about skateboarding the other day, called The Motivation. It was all about like the street skateboarding championships they have now, and one of the guys was talking about how he never really wanted to be good at one certain trick or anything. He always just wanted to try to be good at skateboarding in general, just to be a generally good skateboarder. And I feel like that's really where we're at with songwriting. Like, we want to be the kind of a band that we're just good at songwriting, and so we've been, you know, focused on that, especially with you know, Tony being a creative force in the band, and the, you know, amount of creativity that comes out of this guy is just insane. He brings a lot of that, a lot of different riffs and things to the table. And you know, tell him a little bit about your old band, Outrun the Sun, Tony.
Well, Outrun the Sun was a funk rock band, and it was a three-piece. My buddy Brandon Walsh and Brandon Batista. Brandon Walsh played bass, and Batista played drums. We just would jam and make music and
yeah,
see where it went, and we just keep playing. That's cool. All we really did.
That's cool.
With Brandon Walsh is in Stationary Pebbles now. He's their new bass player.
Okay,
so it's
okay,
kind of cool. We I mean, we both went to Seneca Valley High School, but Tony graduated, you know, a couple years after I did. But it's kind of cool, that whole group of musicians kind of has filtered in between different bands. And I know, you know, Dustin has played with us on a couple of jam songs before, and then he played with the Pebbles for a while, and you know, Steve and Ethan and Sam filled in one time whenever Keith was sick and wasn't able to play drums. He came out and played for us, so that was, it's kind of cool. It's like that whole group, we kind of all know each other. And you jam with Ethan and Sam a lot, huh?
Yeah, we try to jam. Well, in the summer we would jam like once a week at least.
That's cool. That's cool that you guys all have that kind of interflowing relationship. And you know, I think you see that in large part, and I think it's growing a bit in this community that we're calling Western Pennsylvania of music.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
definitely.
There's definitely a lot of bands supporting each other, playing in and out. There's a lot of acoustic things happening. I mean, that's a good vibe.
That's kind of how we've always tried to be. I mean, even from the get-go, whenever we first started Trigger Happy and I had started the Butler music scene, just because the group on Facebook, just because there wasn't one.
Yeah.
And I really wanted that. And, you know, whenever I was a teenager around here, you had the Butler Punk guys that used to do stuff at the Meridian Vets Club and Lindor Hotel.
Right,
and
right.
There was a very vibrant music scene whenever I was a teenager, and I missed a lot of that, you know. And, I mean, I definitely, everything you guys do for the local music has been amazing. I mean, definitely, we love working with Utah and Shady Lady. I mean, it's some of our best shows ever because we know it's going to be stress-free on us as the band part. Now, Utah will be stressed sometimes, but as far as us, we're usually pretty stress-free, and it's nice to have that because whenever you have to do everything yourself, I mean, even we had Utah come out this summer and play that Weckerly corn roast party with us, and it started pouring down, raining, and thunderstorming, and everything that we had planned out for months and months on end ended up getting kind of shifted around. But it was, we all worked well with each other and ended up having a good time. And you know,
yeah, it was a fun time. I appreciate the invite.
No, definitely. And we kind of, you know, wanted to give back a little bit because, you know, you guys have been nothing but helpful to us since you first heard about us and having us on the beat and, you know, here on the Grassroots show and stuff. And
yeah, our now defunct award-winning, two-time award-winning
two-time
television show.
Award-winning.
Thank you.
Well, sorry. Sorry we ruined it. We were on, and then no more awards.
No, it wasn't. We're
logistics.
All good.
Yeah, logistics. I understand.
But it's been cool, too, to see the evolution of your band. You know, going from both you guys, Steven and Keith, to adding Seth down the road for your lead guitar work, and now Tony Spumoni, you know.
Yeah.
And to see the growth as well. in the development of your songs. I mean, you had some catchy. I think the thing, first thing we ever got was Naughty Nurse.
Yeah,
you know, and yeah. It was like, okay, that's cool. You know, and then but the evolution of your songs have, you know, has shown your band maturity too, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, we really try to, like I said, never look back. And one of the big things about Ad and Tony is the complexity. Well, Ad and Tony and Seth, this complexity of our songs is definitely. I can write stuff that I might not necessarily be able to play and sing or even play all the time, but Seth and Tony can play it. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think that was the one thing that I strove for so long was, like, I wanted to find guitar players and bass players that were better than me because I didn't want to be the best guitar player in the band because I don't want to have to do solos, and I don't want to have to be the best bass player in the band because then I feel like I'm teaching the bass player all the time, you know? And, I mean, I don't have to do that with these guys at all. You know, it's one of the greatest things about this group of guys that we have, I mean, Keith and I have played with a lot of different people over the years since we were teenagers, is that there's a big trust between us, and they give, you know, Tony and Seth give Keith and I a lot of respect on, you know, like when we decide to do certain things or what we want to do, and anytime we do it, almost everybody's always on board. You know, and we really appreciate that, and it's definitely that camaraderie has grown a lot, and I think that, you know, comes out in music too, because musically we've grown a lot now too. And you know, I look back and I watch videos from, you know, when Keith and I, we started playing in my bedroom, you know, whenever I was 19, 20 years old with Trigger Happy, and I mean, now I'm 26, and a lot of things have changed, and a lot of, like I said, a lot of the songs have changed, but we just want to keep doing it, you know. And there's been times along the road where it's been hard, and, you know, we've had problems and disheartening, and people, you know, kind of fall off along the way, but we just keep that motivation and that goal ahead to do it and to create and make music. And, you know, the only profit for us really is the love and enjoyment of doing it, and knowing that, you know, if something were to happen to me tomorrow, at least I know that I had a really great time with my brother and this group of guys and playing music. And the response has always been awesome too from people, you know, especially you know, on the internet and internationally and stuff. I mean, the more and more I share our music with people in other countries and different areas, the more and more response that we get, and fans that are, I mean, this one girl, Sari from Finland, she's invited almost 300 of her friends to like our page. And they're in Finland. I mean, I would never have a connection with someone like that.
Right.
And I try to show them the appreciation too, those people. That's why we recorded this EP. And I mean, we put money into recording the EP. We put money into, you know, producing it and putting it out on CD and everything. But we wanted to give it away on the internet for free because we know people in other countries, they're not going to be able to pay the shipping to have us, you know, ship a CD and all that. And we want people to be able to hear our music and enjoy it. And the response, like I said, has been phenomenal. I mean, really, almost everywhere, especially these new songs we've been playing, and, you know, since this summer of playing shows and really, you know, kind of, scraping off our knees and getting up after, you know, going through some hard times and everything, like, the vigor is strong and alive. And I think a lot of it comes from having Tony and Seth in the band, too, because they're younger guys, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because you're so old.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
They've definitely brought a new energy and a new vibe to our music. And just having two guitars, that's the biggest thing that kicks in right there. When we changed over from playing with guitar, keyboard, bass to two guitars, and having such an accomplished guitar player like Seth, to be able to step back, do these solos that are wonderful, and kind of lets the rest of us sit back a little bit in the song too. I mean, he adds so much.
Yeah, his tone. I mean, that's one thing that we really worked on when we first started off as a band, was getting our effects and our tones to be very different from each other. And even the effects pedals we use, like I use flanger, chorus, delay, fuzz distortion. He uses, you know, a gain style distortion and the amp distortion, and he uses, you know, wah pedal and tremolo, and just total opposite of what I do. Mm-hmm. And really, when you listen to even just our guitar sounds, I have, you know, more of like what an indie guitar player would do or punk guitar player, and he sounds like Joe Walsh or Mick Taylor, or, you know what I mean? He just has that classic rock guitar tone, but it works really well with each other, and we've really have learned to balance things off of each other, and especially with these new songs with Take Off Your Clothes and Vilified, we worked out parts that went against each other a lot more, you know, and especially, you know, on Vilified, which you guys will hear later with the intro and the little lead progression. We, you know, we wrote that in about, you know, 5-10 minutes, and Tony's bass part, you know, that he came up with, it just, it all syncs up so good together. And we really
before it was more about making a good chord progression and not every instrument really doing something unique. And I think that's really what we've turned more into, like a 70s rock band like Deep Purple or Montrose, or where we like focus on having longer solo sections and the instruments doing different things from each other and working against each other. That's one of the, like, I love that lead in Radar Love by Golden Earring, the like it just it sticks in your head so much, and there's no lyrics there.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing backing that up other than just a really, really well, you know, written lick. And that's what we want for our new songs. And we had a couple of, you know, semi riff rock songs before, but we've really tried to transition that. And like I said, having the complexity of Tony and Seth, I mean, the sky's the limit on what I can write, you know. I mean, really, Tony's probably technically a better guitar player than both Seth and I. But just having him on bass, it opens it up so that the different kinds of songs we can do. And bass is a little bit harder to do very complex things on, you know, especially very, very fast and everything. So I definitely have to commend him. I mean, we the one song that we learned for that Synchro Symposium that Lyle Borger did up at Rock Falls this fall, I think it was in September, was we learned how to do No Shelter by Rage Against the Machine. And that's one of the hardest bass parts I've ever heard in a song. And Tony learned it in like 10 minutes and just had it down. And it was just, and it was phenomenal. We actually never played that song live with someone singing, and then Lyle got up and we did it perfectly. And it was just having that, the talent level that we have now, and it makes me want to be a better guitar player too, you know. And it definitely has opened up Keith a lot more, because we're doing a lot more of the timings that he's comfortable with. Rather, you know, sometimes we'll mix it up and we'll do something different, but Keith is, you know, a John Bonham, Keith Moon style drummer. And whenever you do something like that, you know, like at the end of Vilified, when we have that little bit more of a rocking section, he opens up so much more and really impresses, you know. So I feel like we're really trying to write songs around what people are able to do now.
That's cool. Let's give it a listen. We have a couple of tunes we're going to do from your latest effort, and then we'll do a couple acoustic in the second segment. But we're going to do The Boy Who Lived, which we've sampled before here.
Yeah, we took a long time to work on this record to really make sure that it sounded good and that we got what we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And this is probably the proudest release I've ever had. I mean, I'm so happy with the way that things turned out. I mean, Lee Prisby, it's, you know, really great to work with. It was kind of cool because I was doing another interview, and the guy was asking me about the sound quality between the first CD and the second CD, and we actually recorded it at the same place with the same person, but 2 years in the future. And the difference in his complexity and the songs and just everything is phenomenal. I mean, we are very, very proud. We feel like this release is definitely up there with a lot of what other people are doing in the area, and just, you know, we feel confident about putting it out online and people and stuff. Sometimes when you have something that's a little bit subpar, you know, the song might be good, but you're kind of worried about the quality, and the quality is just, it's on point. And there was a lot less post-production done this time too, so a lot of that was us really working and honing those songs down.
You know? Ready to go. Here it is. It's Trigger Happy, The Boy Who Lived, here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show, visiting with our band friends from Trigger Happy. And this segment of our show, brought to you by All About Reclaimed, was just down checking out what they have. And if you're looking for some unique gifts for the holidays, I think it's a perfect place to stop by, because it sure beats just walking over to the money tree thing in the middle of every store that has gift cards. It kind of is something unique and something that somebody always can use, because there's so many different things down there. And I think you'll probably walk out of there with some things that you'll find you're buying yourself. Some fun stuff. It's All About Reclaimed. We thank them for being one of our sponsors, Jeff Double and his staff down in Main Street, downtown Butler. It's great to have one of the local businesses in the heart of downtown Butler. Vibrant and active, and hopefully successful this holiday season. And European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, I don't know if they're decorating down there just yet, but I'm sure they'll have some really good-looking motorcycles that you could put under somebody's tree, including BMW. We thank Lee Marks and his crew for being a part of our program
here. That's where Santa got his ride from, so
that's right.
I recommend you get down there.
That's why he can go around the world so fast. So we're visiting with Trigger Happy. Just heard, going into the break, Ocean of Her Mind. Give us a little background on where those two songs came from, because they've been around for you guys.
Well, The Boy Who Lived was something that I wrote a very long time ago now, I think whenever I was like 14 or 15, and it was about Harry Potter. And I kind of just, I connected with Harry a lot. One of the kind of unique things about the year I was born and everything, the way the books came out, was like when the first book came out, you know, he was 11 and I was 11, and all the way through the series, he was the same age as me, mm-hmm. you know? And I always thought that was kind of cool, because like every year I would get older and Harry would get older, and then I'd read a story, and you know, and kind of there was some correlations of different things that were going on in my life and his life. And you know, it was really unique for us, anyone really in that time period that was alive whenever those books came out. And it was, you know, one of the things that really got me into literature, you know, with my mm-hmm. dad and everything. And I always enjoyed it a lot. And but I always felt like nobody ever really took Harry seriously, and like it's, you know, it's a really grave character. I mean, this, you know, this kid, his parents die when he's just a baby, and he gets marked from this evil wizard. And you know, you find out throughout the series that, you know, he's gonna have to face this guy at some point in time, and one of them has to die. And so, you know, he knows he has this fatality, and in the end, you know, he walks into it, you know, with open arms and ready to accept it. You know, and it's really dark, beautiful, great story, but I don't ever feel like people always take it seriously. They always kind of thought it was kiddie and magical and everything, and that's what The Boy Lives all about, is like, you know, you hate me and I hate thee. There's such this, you know, hatred, and I can't imagine. Keith and I have great parents. They've always supported us in the band. They've done everything that they could to make sure that our lives were at least okay, and that we, you know, we had food in our bellies and clothes on our backs. And growing up, you know, with a relative that doesn't like you and no parents and all that, you know, A lot of the kids in school that I was friends with, because I, you know, not that I pitied them, but I always felt like they were the ones who really needed somebody to be there for them, you know, because mm-hmm. they didn't have that at home, and that's got to be really, really hard. And you know, that's kind of was part of the song, even though it kind of sounds campy and kitschy when people ask, you know, what's it about? Well, it's about Harry Potter, and it's like I tried to make it a little bit more than that, you know.
Yeah, a little more depth to it. Well, I mean, just your explanation there, I mean, gives people a good sample of, you know, how deep you were digging there, and it's not just something that you slap down on a piece of paper in 30 seconds, and there it is.
Although we might have to put a spoiler alert on this for anybody who has not read
it. Yeah, well, if you haven't read all the Harry Potters yet, I'm sorry, but you must be living
You're
on
way
the
out of time.
What planet were you on? This one here?
Yeah.
How about Ocean of Her Mind?
Ocean Never Mind is the total opposite of the of Boy Who Lived. It's actually about a girl who I had a very unhealthy crush on.
Unhealthy crush.
Yeah, that's the best way I can put it. Okay. You ever meet a girl, Bob, where you just like you get weak at the knees, but in a bad way, and you know, like, this girl's just bad news, like bad medicine, you know, by Bon Jovi, just kind of like what that says.
I got it. I dated her for 4 months.
See, everybody's got one. Yeah. Well, that's what Ocean Never Mind's kind of about, that, and you know, it was like one of the lines is like, from her hooks I can't hide. You know, she was one of those girls that I met, and I kind of knew she was bad, and everything she said was bad, and it didn't really matter because I liked her. And everybody in my whole life was like, you're being really dumb right now, and I was like, well, I like her. And then I kind of learned my lesson, you know. But that's what that song is all about, is like learning your lesson and learning the good characteristics, you know. And I've been very fortunate. I've been with Heather now for 3 years, and I love her. Thank God that song's not written about her, because she's awesome, and she's really, really good to me and everything. But that song is just kind of about, you know, how, you know, a lot of times whenever you meet somebody, you think it's love, and it's really not. It's lust. And, you know, the ocean of her mind is kind of like you're drowning in, you know, your fascination with someone.
That's the
metaphor behind it.
So when Steven puts together all these dramatic background stories, how does that play out for you guys in the band, that equates into this pretty magical thing that you guys create within Trigger Happy? I mean, how does that happen?
Depending on the way the song's written, half the time we don't know the lyrics until it's recording time.
Okay, all right. So you got a melody.
You don't really hear
on.
It so much on stage.
Okay.
Or in the practice, you know, you're kind of focusing on your job and, you know, trying to keep going with the music and stuff. Some of them, he comes to us and says, "Look, here's these lyrics," and we're like, "Whoa, that's about something really weird." We wouldn't think to write that, but hey. It rhymes. It's awesome. Everybody loves it when they hear it.
Yeah.
Job done.
I mean, microwave song, three cans of beans.
Right. And then we get to play with the fun titles.
Right. Yeah. And that's something about you guys that, you know, I find myself awestruck with. When you're sitting there listening to the complexity of a song in the music end that you guys now have, when you're hearing the lyrics go with it, you're like, wow, that's pretty cool. You know, just the way you have the knack of putting together things that make sense, yet two lines might be completely different. You know what I mean? In a way of the way the song builds as far as its structure.
I try not to, like, approach a song so much as, like, word for word, as more of, like, the idea of what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. You know, like, whenever I first wrote Chessie and the Kittens, I was on the toilet, and I started singing the first two lines. Chessie and the Kittens are a supersonic band. Chessie plays guitar with no hands. And I was like, I just loved it.
Yeah.
And I really wasn't like anything I was going to do with it at all.
Keith is shaking.
I was on the toilet when I wrote that one.
I really was.
True,
I mean,
confessions.
It really was. That's what I was doing. And it was very early in the morning. It was like 6 or 7 in the morning. I wasn't even really awake, but I wrote it. And so I went out and I grabbed my guitar and I sat there and I worked on it for a while, and lyrics kind of just, once I knew what I wanted the song to be about, and I had this idea of like, well, what if, you know, us and Chessie and the Kittens, which are a band that we play with from DuBois, Pennsylvania, they're really, really cool.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we wrote a song about them, so we really like them, apparently.
Obviously.
Yeah. But it's about like us doing a tour of space together and touring the planets. And it was kind of like an homage to Bowie with Ziggy Stardust, mm-hmm. and everything. But we wanted to make it a little bit more, you know, literal and fun. And then the idea of the split EP, which is called Our Eventual Foray into Space, is kind of came from that. Was like our idea of like, okay, like when almost like when Dr. Farnsworth says in Futurama, like, I don't want to live on this planet anymore. Like, that's kind of how we feel. And so we'd rather be touring space, you know what I mean, than living
here. We might not be too far off from that.
I mean, fingers crossed.
They said Star Trek and created cell phones, so,
yeah.
But maybe you're being prophetic in that same facet, so. Neat stuff. Well, hey, I think we all do our best thinking on the throne sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. You know. It was the Game of Thrones, and I won
so
that day.
It's a quiet place you can get to sometimes. So. That's cool.
But actually, writing that song that day was kind of unique, because I wrote the lyrics and music and everything, and then I saw Lyle Borger from Zulu Tree, which he's been another awesome friend of our band for quite a few years now, and booking up at Rock Falls. And just, I mean, Lyle, like,
he will like speak the gospel of the bands that he loves to everyone that he meets. And there's not a whole lot of people that I meet that are like that. You know, he'll come to me and he'll be like, have you heard this new Daddy Jones Kingdom recording? Or, you know, have you heard what this other band's doing from Ohio? Or have you heard what the Pebbles are doing? Whatever. And it's always something different and unique. And he doesn't have to do that. You know, it's all just his love of these people that he brings together and plays with. And we really respect him a lot for that. But I was seeing him later that day at our friend's daughter's, like, you know, 5-year birthday party. I think she was 5 years old. And I, like, brought my guitar out because I was like, I really want to show Lyle this song. And it was almost like I was going to him, like, as the guru, like, you know, is this song okay? Because if not, like, I'm probably just going to throw it away and never do anything with it ever. And, you know, I played it for him, and he was like, this is great. You guys should work on recording this as soon as possible. And it was, like, almost like getting that seal of approval was, like, what made me take it to the band and everything. And, I mean, we've been a band for 5 years now. I don't need that, you know, when I write a song. But it was kind of cool because I was, like, nervous about it. I knew it was a little bit different from what we were doing, but I was kind of excited about that in the same way, you know.
And it's good to get kind of verification, I guess you could say, from an outside entity because, you know, as you said, approval.
Yeah.
You know, it's just nice to have that sometimes to kind of reinforce your confidence maybe.
One of the coolest people that we've had a chance to connect with is Jesse Michaels from the band Operation Ivy, which they were a very, very big punk band back in the 1980s. And then ended up Tim Armstrong and the bass player formed Rancid. And then they went with Rancid, and they've been very successful with that too. But Operation Ivy is one of those bands when I was 15, 16 years old, was like in my CD player every day. And I kind of got the chance to connect with him on Facebook. And when I first wrote Refuse to Yield, I sent him the lyrics, and he just sent me, and I really wasn't expecting anything other than maybe like a thumbs up or something, or, hey, that was cool, you know, it just was like, hey, I wrote this, you know, what do you think of it? And he ended up sending me back like a couple paragraph thing about what he thought about the lyrics and what I was trying to say, and how he really respected we were trying to say something political, you know, and not just be another pop band. And, you know, that was awesome. I mean, that was like, you know, years and years of going out there playing and writing songs. And I mean, I remember, you know, whenever Utah first heard Night of the Living Dead, we'd only been doing that song a couple of months, and, you know, ended up getting to be on the radio and doing the music video, and everything, you know, came of that. And it was just because a couple of people heard it and really, really liked it. And us having that little bit of, you know, respect for that, you know, and as a band, we always appreciate when you play a show, there's always a couple of people that'll come up and, you know, slap you on the back and shake your hand and everything. But then there's one or two people who are in the back the whole night, and they come up and they say, hey, really enjoyed your vocal part on this song, or, you know, this harmony was really cool, or whatever. And that always like sticks out to you, because you're like, man, you were really listening to what I was doing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of respect there from the band, you know, because it's like, wow, you really paid attention. And when we played Skatopia first time, the guitar player from, and the guy who sings backup for Green Jello, Aaron Gerwitz, he took videos of every song that we did, and he knew all the covers. And the two covers he didn't know, he messaged me and asked me. So, like, in his database on his laptop, he had it right for the song that we did. And it's just, like, things like that. Like, people like that, you know, that we've played for, and they show us so much respect, and other bands, too. You know, I mean, because for a long time, we were afraid to be different. We were afraid to break out of a mold. And I think, like, now we really are doing whatever we want, you know? It's like not like we come out to a song and we're like, well, we're this kind of a band, we can't do this kind of a song, you know? Like, no, we're not any kind of a band. We're trigger happy. We're going to write this song and we're going to do that, and then the next day we're going to do something else, and it doesn't have to be the same thing. And I feel like that's the one thing that has kept the fire alive for Keith and I, because we get bored. I mean, we don't even, Utah knows from all the shows, we don't play the same covers. Really, I mean, there might be one or two, but most of the time we do something different. Even if it was really crappy and we didn't do a good version of that song that time, you might not hear us do it again, but we did something different, you know?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, like, I feel like you get stagnant and you get in this place where you're not trying to advance, you're not trying to be better, and there's always going to be somebody better than us, you know? And that we like it that way. And we've been the underdogs kind of from the get-go in a lot of ways, and we've had a good fan base around here, and we've gotten awesome support, you know? But it's always been hard for us to break through that threshold of going a lot of different places, because monetarily, you know, we just can't do it in our lives. We're busy, you know, and I feel like now with the response we've been getting from the internet, it's like so much validation for all that hard work, you know.
That's cool. That's cool. Where can people find you? We're going to do Chessy and the Kittens in Vilified that you mentioned earlier. Where can people find some of this music, as you said?
Well, the whole new EP, the Boy Who Lived EP, is available for free online. It's triggerhappyrocks.bandcamp.com. You can name your own price if you want to donate money for it. We'd appreciate it. If you just want to, you know, put in $0 and get it for free, we just want to get you guys listening to it.
All proceeds go straight back into making more music and back into buying equipment and everything goes straight back into the machine, so none of it comes straight to us.
Every dime that we have made from this band has gone back into more things that we can do for this band. And that's one thing I was listening to an interview that Dizzy Woosh did a couple of months ago, and they were talking about how the first year that they were practicing, everybody put $5 in a jar every practice for that first year just to get up enough money to start doing stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. And with Keith and I, we were very fortunate that we had people that were booking us pretty much off the get-go. I mean, we were a band before we had the name Trigger Happy for the band. We had a show booked, and it was we have to learn songs and make up a band name within 3 weeks. Actually, it was really weird because it was the week that earthquake happened down in Virginia a couple years ago, down in Mineral, Virginia. Yep, well, it was about 5 or 6 years ago now. I was down there visiting my grandparents, and Mineral is the middle of nowhere, and they live like 10 minutes away from it, and nothing has ever happened there other than that earthquake, and like I was there for it, and it was really crazy. And then like the earthquake happened, and then Keith called me the next morning, and I was going to tell him about the earthquake, and he was telling me that we had a show booked up at Slippery Rock Dunes, and that we had a 45-minute slot, and we had to practice and put some music together. And there was no band. And, like, literally, Trigger Happy was the first band name that stuck between us. I was texting him on the whole way back up from Virginia, back and forth, like, what do you want this band to be called? And it was the first one that we both agreed on, and that was it. I mean, it's, you know, it was kind of cool. Everything's been, like, off the cuff so far, and we're not doing too bad. So.
That's great. Sounding great. Well, guys, we appreciate you coming in and visiting with us here, and especially sharing the music both in a couple of forms that we just heard, but we're going to do some acoustic stuff now, which is neat. And I understand you've never done these songs acoustically, so this will be a treat.
This will be live from the toilet.
Tony, why don't you announce what two songs we're doing?
We are doing Chessie and the Kittens and Vilified.
Very cool. Tony Spumoni, good to see you again. Keith King, Stephen King, and Seth Dillon, and they are here live on Grassroots tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
Chessie and the Kitten are a supersonic band. Chessie plays guitar with no hands, and the kittens are doing the moonwalk, going down. Mom.
You get engaged, you have a certain image in your mind as to how the day should be, feel, and look. Weddings by Jeff Double has captured the essence of weddings for brides for years, and he can do the same for you on your special day. No two weddings are alike, and Jeff works closely with each bride to create that one-of-a-kind wedding decor that will have an impact in people's memories long after the vows have been said. Weddings by Jeff Double is located within his store, All About Reclaimed, on North Main Street in Butler. Stop in for a visit or go to his website, allaboutreclaimed.com.
European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
Happy Thanksgiving from your friends here at the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7. Why not get your Thanksgiving off to an early start? Join Utah this Tuesday night for a special acoustic night at Cooper Station in Sarver. It's the pre-Thanksgiving Eve show. It runs from 7 to 9, and hey, there's no cover. That's from the Shady Lady concert calendar. Don't forget as well, you'll have an opportunity to head to the Rock Ann Haven for Black Friday. It's, well, Black Friday open mic night, beginning at 9:30 on Black Friday, so get your holiday shopping in quickly. Also happening, Blackout Friday at Mr. Small's on Friday, and it's a Thanksgiving Eve party Wednesday at the Beacon Hotel featuring Center Stage.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 37 years building garages, horse barns, utility and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff, all out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Route 19, Perry Highway in Wexford. And this segment brought to you by P&W Construction. We appreciate their support of local music as well, and your support as well, just by tuning in every Sunday night. Our show streams at 977rocks.com and is archived as well via our on-demand feature at 977rocks.com. Well, we'll be talking to you next week, and it will be our live music show. Can you believe that? That means we'll be taking your phone calls from live in the studio next Sunday night.
That's always an interesting night. I think every time we do that show, it's literally like 7 o'clock, and then the lights come on, and everything whirs up, and we're online. It's just funny.
Yeah. But, hey, we'll welcome you to call in if you'd like and talk to us. Plug a band, talk about the scene. It'll be an open forum.
Yep.
And we'll be playing some tunes that night as well.
We really want to hear from you, so, yeah, please plan on checking in with us.
Absolutely. So we'll talk to you next week about that. And don't forget, we need your Christmas tunes because, well, next Saturday night is the Spirit of Christmas Parade in the heart of downtown Butler. There will be a local music presence there among the multitudes, and that means it's the official kickoff of the Christmas season, and we're going to have a special show on Sunday night, December 18th, that will be all local Christmas music. And if you've penned something original or if you just covered a Christmas song, doesn't matter. We want to hear it. So hope you'll get it to us. Grassroots at bcrnetwork.com is a great way to email it over, and please check out our Facebook page as well, The Grassroots Show at The Rock Station, 97.7. Thanks to Trigger Happy being with us here tonight, and we've got a couple of tunes we're going to play. Going back to last week again, Utah and the Veterans Day Rock Done Right Tour concert. Big shout out to Brian Cease, who does a fantastic job supporting all of the local bands, and I love his new little backseat music get-together that he's been doing with bands. In fact, he did one from right there. You know, we've been doing a little on-the-scene thing. He's been doing it, too, parking his car outside and having bands get in and jam.
Yeah, hopefully the authorities... No, I'm kidding. No, yeah, he grabbed Rob and Slim and went out and did an episode with them, and I think he's got a half dozen or so in the can now. But, yeah, I always see him out supporting local music. Appreciate that greatly. So I say we throw on some Red Lines and County Road.
Yeah, this is one of my favorites from their new album.
Me too. Yep.
Really love this tune. We'll follow that up with another band that's been active and is supporting the scene as well. And we just certainly have a lot of fun just watching these guys. They're entertainment in their own right. Tarach and Sky, but from their latest album, we're going to talk a little bit about Miss Daisy Duke tonight on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7. Thanks for listening.
Down the county road. demands that just won't go away. This road can go on for a million miles, and I don't think that I'd complain. All the things I could have done and all the things I should have done, kids about my regrets and what I should have done differently.
Watch out if you don't know what to do. Better watch out for me. Miss Daisy Duke. Daisy Duke.